free.
All technicians at Crosby Electric are thoroughly trained to safely perform all electrical procedures for your business.
Okay, I'm just gonna ease on down now and... Whoa,
Bill, I thought you had special safety gear.
I do. Strapped a pillow to my behind. Safety first, I always say.
Don't take chances. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
This is the sound of a blizzard from the amazing DQ Summer Blizzard menu with 7 flavors like new Sour Patch Kids, which sounds like the first home run of summer.
Yahoo!
Your first cannonball.
Yahoo!
Or your first road trip to the Grand Canyon.
Yahoo!
That's what the DQ Summer Blizzard menu really sounds like, with exciting flavors like new Sour Patch Kids and favorites like brownie dough. DQ, happy tastes good.
Yahoo!
At participating locations.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right. Lowe's is here to help with brands you need to power through any job, like Bosch. Stop in and shop July 4th savings and save $50 on Bosch's The Freak 18-volt cordless impact driver, now just $99. The Freak gets its name because it's half wrench, half driver, all impact. Plus, get a Bosch Impact Tough 44-piece quarter-inch impact driver bit set for only $14.98. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 7-7 U.S. only.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hintz Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Motivational Monday.
Tell the negative committee that meets inside your head to sit down and be quiet. At any given moment, you have the power to change the story that is your life. If you've been criticizing yourself for years and it hasn't worked, try approving of yourself and see what happens. Where your mind and words go, your world will follow. Change your thoughts and you will change your life.
Motivational Monday.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stamp.
Fox News, I'm Richard Jordan. The White House says its maximum pressure campaign on Iran will continue after Iran breached the stockpile limits of low-enriched uranium.
Speaking in Tehran, Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Zarif confirmed that his country formally broke the terms of the 2015 agreement for the first time. After President Trump pulled the United States out of the deal last year and reimposed heavy sanctions, Iran threatened to stop abiding by the terms of the deal unless it was renegotiated.
Fox's Trey Yingst. President Trump says in a tweet about his recent meeting with North Korea's Kim Jong-un that good things can happen.
The president says the two agreed to designate teams to restart the stalled nuclear discussions. The two had previously designated teams to negotiate, though they have made little progress in getting North Korea to dismantle its weapons program.
Fox's Rich Edson at the White House. Stocks closed higher today. The Dow gained 117 points. The NASDAQ up 85. The S&P up 23. This is Fox News.
Happy 4th of July from all of us.
Grilling up some hot dogs, hamburgers, celebrating America's birthday.
We want to get you ready for the long 4th of July weekend.
I'm free. It's freedom, baby. Yeah.
I'm free.
So you don't have no black cats, no Roman candles, or screaming memes?
Happy 4th of July.
He's free, but he's still mad.
Hey, it's the 4th of July. You want to have some fun? This is the land of the brave and the home of the free, huh?
Free country. I can do whatever I want.
Coordinated fireworks display. A wet, sticky, pungent fireworks display.
Blammo.
Yay!
I'm free!
Y'all want this party started right now.
I'm free!
It's barbecue season. The spirit of independence is back.
Where's the party?
Party!
All right, 405 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I'm going to do something here in a moment that I could not do here normally, mm-hmm. and that's check to see if I'm worth $9 million.
Ooh.
Got some lotto quick picks here. I will check in a moment, and I'm going to give you some of that money, but Randall's on the phone. We don't want to keep him waiting.
Oh, you mean you brought a lotto ticket and you didn't bring no scratch-offs back for them?
Oh, I'm not going to start hearing about that again.
I got to say, let me tell you, before the break, that what you don't read no more news. Come in blind and do that every day. I mean, you caught me so off guard with that. Oh, my goodness. I've been in the sport road. I couldn't even call. I had to catch my damn breath. And I'm just telling you, welcome back, man. And that was a heck of a welcome back present right there. I have been laughing. And let me tell you, thank God you went through everything you went through and you handled it the way you did, so you got to teach her better before. You know what I mean? You taught her the right way, so she didn't have to do it. See, there's a reason you got scabs on your elbows, so she won't.
I did say that we gave her a nice 16th birthday party, and I said, all I hope is that by sharing with you the mistakes I made, that you won't have to make them yourself. And so far, that's been the case. She has.
Amen, brother.
You've heard the stories.
Oh, yes, sir. I love them. I can't, and I just, that's why I get, I used to not sleep, so I'm going to the doctor, they got me doing, they got me sleeping, so I can never miss a minute, so I do sleep some now, and I wake up, you know, after six, so, you know, these days, and I'm getting better, so. I love it, and man, it's blue water, man. This station right here, I owe my life to.
You know what? No, I gotta thank you for bringing that up, because I got something I want to mention. Randall, thanks for the call too. And take care. When I was down in South Florida, I spent an hour with a man that you've heard on the show a couple of times over the years, Ron McGill, who is the chief curator at Zoo Miami. He's been there 40 years. And he's known all over the world. He's been on the networks when there's hurricanes. And the picture of him after Hurricane Andrew standing there cradling one of the victims, the animal victims of that storm, went around the world. And he's been a phenomenal spokesperson for the zoo. We spent, I don't know, easily over an hour just playing old Harold Delaney back and forth. He was on his way the next day, Friday. He was leaving for New York to be part of the 50th anniversary celebration of the New York Mets 1969 team. And it was so weird because I played in a celebrity pro exhibition baseball game in 1988. And three of those 1969 Mets were there. And all three of them are people that are going to be part of this group. So when I said, when you see them, please tell them that I still resent the ever-loving crap out of them, please. Ron Swoboda, Jerry Koosman, Wayne Garrett. Summer 69, man. For Cub fans, that's a very tender, painful memory. The night of September 24th, 1969. Well, Georgia Floors Directed opened around there. I'm walking down the street, still trying to accept that the Cubs had blown an 8-game lead and had been eliminated from the race, the pennant race, that night. It was there, and they really choked. You can know, a lot of teams get accused of that. I don't know how true that is, but the Cubs absolutely choked that way. So, I mean, we even have stuff like that in common. And he was telling me about the state of radio in South Florida, and it's bad. He says there's nobody left. And the one guy who's built an audience down there over the years, I Heartless, is trying to force him out. This guy built his legacy. It's a classic rock station, but his morning show has always been talk with some good bumper music. And they have things like format coaches who come in and analysts who couldn't sit behind a microphone and talk for 10 seconds without putting themselves and anybody listening to sleep, telling them, well, you know, we need more of this in our number. And the guy is a mess, because he's watching his life be taken away in you know, bit by bit, yeah, by people that have no idea what makes radio special. None. And I feel for him because Ron said the average morning radio salary in South Florida is now $40,000. I made that in 1981. And that's the way it is. And on top of that, you do your morning show and then you get to voice track shows for half a dozen stations when you're done with that one. And they just milk everything they can get out of you. And then if you make too much money, like $42,000, will they just find another person who can do the same thing for less? That's radio. That is not how radio is going to survive. It'll be over time, with the complete loss of personality or any compelling reason to listen, it will be dropping on the list of options. It's still up there, and radio is still a popular choice with people. If they keep doing this, the only radio stations that will survive will be sports and news talk. When you can program your own music, what do you need a radio station for? Radio stations used to tell you what's hot. Hey, this song is breaking. Give this a listen. That's what Larry Stevens did so brilliantly here for so many years. In addition to having a very entertaining show with Leslie Bailey and Rusty and all the people that worked with him, including Rosie, a Larry Stevens production.
Yeah.
So I don't get it. This situation here in Montgomery, some people gave me the, they lowered their heads and gave me the John Belushi eyebrows when I said I'm going to Montgomery, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's doing that anymore. They have so overcorporated the medium down there, there's nothing left.
That's why I've, in a large part, have stayed put. Because I've looked, I'll be honest, I've looked at other jobs in radio, and most of them are the corporate gigs, and they're way too restrictive and not much pay.
If you didn't, there would be, I would wonder what's wrong. You've got to have ambitions.
I think more of the action is actually online.
And the field, because you don't have to have some corporate a-hole tell you, you talked too long that break.
Right.
Or you should have talked about this topic or that topic, or what are you telling stories about your kid for and all this other stuff.
I'm connecting with people, sorry.
Well, I can't have that. So this, I am so lucky. I am so blessed. For once in my life, I made a decision. And, of course, any decision has an inherent amount of risk.
Mm-hmm.
But I made this decision for all the right reasons. And actually won. Opportunity. Place I'd never been. And a chance to replicate what happened in Florida, because we're working for a radio guy that owns this cluster of radio stations. And we're all willing to learn. We're all willing to be green and grow, but what worked for years and years and years, theater of the mind, that's always been, back in the 30s and 40s when they did produce shows and all that, it was always theater of the mind. That's what makes radio perfect, because it can be whatever you want it to look like until you, like, meet me in person.
You sure is ugly.
Well, sorry to disappoint. By the way, we are going to be at Baumhauer's Wednesday night.
Okay.
We're going to, we're doing a, let's say Marlins game. I never even went to see the Marlins. I just didn't feel like it. The traffic, the cost, they have made that as miserable as that. That's politicians, man. A lot of pockets got greased down there, and they built themselves a $500 million white elephant. What do you do with that? So we're going to have, I'm going to have a little section at Saturday night's Biscuit Game, which is also a fireworks night.
Nice.
And they've got dueling fireworks on the night of the 4th. You got fireworks at Blount.
Wednesday night is the Blount Cultural Park fireworks.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wednesday night.
And then there will be fireworks on the 4th of the Biscuits Game.
And Friday, too.
Yeah.
So anyway, since we'll be in town, we will be at Baumhauer's after Wednesday afternoon show. And I am going to roll call today, believe it or not.
I think you should.
First up, though, let's see how the roads are moving at 416.
Montgomery Skywatch looking around the river region, and if you are traveling on the roadways this afternoon, you got a pretty smooth ride. We don't see a lot of problems for you. It's busy on the boulevard, but no major hang-ups. If you're using the 31s to get in or out of town, there's no problems there, and the interstates are up at a speed limit ride. There's just a few problem areas like Fairview Avenue, Taylor Road, and the area around the Troy Highway and the boulevard that are really busy. Be careful, watch where you're headed, and look out for the traffic around you. Peking Palace on the Southern Boulevard has been serving great food for years. They're back. Same family, same great food, but now known as Jenny's Restaurant. Stop by Jenny's Restaurant. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Changes are coming to downtown Montgomery. Washington Avenue is changing from a one-way to a two-way street. And this change affects two blocks of Washington Avenue between South Court Street and South Lawrence Street. City officials say they're trying to make this transition as easy as possible and that it should help downtown businesses in the long run. And authorities have made an arrest in last week's deadly shooting in the River Chase Galleria parking deck in Hoover. 20-year-old Micah Akumamwe has been charged with murder in the death of Zachariah Music. Plus, the Alabama Department of Corrections is moving along with a plan to build three new prisons. The prison system posted a request for qualifications from companies interested in building the facilities. Each prison would house more than 3,000 male inmates, and the department says the goal is to break ground in mid-2020. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
And I just took a used our sophisticated look at the sky weather system, and there's a couple of clouds forming that look like they got some rain potential, but nothing real widespread at the moment. We'll look at the Living Fear Doppler for real a little bit later, and the
adorable
Rich Thomas will be here with a forecast in a moment at 4:18. Our thanks, as always, for the long-term support for free speech by a company that serves many of those who sacrificed for our free speech and every other right we enjoy in this incredible country. Gulf States Mobility and Wetumpka, who have worked with many of our wounded heroes coming home and facing lives that are going to be dramatically different. Sometimes it's a short-term recovery situation or more long-term, and sometimes it's permanent. But when it's time to start making adjustments, they're there on a very individual and customized basis to restore choices to the lives that have been affected, whether it was a bullet taken overseas or an explosion. They've dealt with a lot of guys who have, you know, in one instant, life is different. It can happen while you're driving down the road. Somebody can blow a red light. And all of a sudden, your arms and legs are in casts and you're in a hospital bed with pulleys and all this. Like, what happened? It can happen that fast. And that's when Gulf States Mobility steps in to try and do everything humanly possible to restore choices and mobility to lives that have been affected. They do a fantastic job. They serve people not just here in the River Region, but all over the southeastern United States. And they also sell and equip the VIM vehicles, voice command technology vehicles, that put people back on the road who were told you'll never be able to drive again. And when the option of going where you want to go, when you want to go, has been removed by a cruel twist of fate, it's great to know that they're there, ready to do what they can to make things, quote, normal again. Their number is 514-6590. If you have no need for their service, and they'd be the first to tell you, we hope you never have to call us because it means something bad happened. Please look them up and like them on Facebook and let them know you're proud of the work they do. 1647, Coosa River Parkway, Wetumpka. James Garrett, Tommy Johnson. Job well done there at Gulf States Mobility. 420.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It looks like we're headed for some dangerous heat as this 4th of July week continues. For tonight, maybe an isolated evening storm somewhere. Overnight low temperature down to about 73. They'll fade out of the overnight hours. Tomorrow and Wednesday, very hot. High in the middle 90s both days. Heat index 102 to 106 both Tuesday and Wednesday. Isolated storms perhaps, but they'll be fairly spotty in nature. Then on the 4th of July, Thursday, heat index near the 105 danger range, maybe even higher. Scattered storms around, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River
River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, SmartSkin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Bigger, better than ever. It's the Kaiser Fine Furnishings 4th of July sale. Prices are marked an additional 20% off. They're already 40% off discounted prices. Save on a rustic king bed was $17.59. Now only $7.59. Or a square pub table with four stools was $14.59. July 4th priced at $6.39. These examples of savings you'll find store-wide at Kaiser. Most everything in stock is ready for delivery. Check out our huge selection on recliners. All on sale. Shop Wiser by Kaiser during the 4th of July sale. Now through July 6th on the Wetumpka Highway.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Yes! Mm-hmm. Yes, we do buy
diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy
or trade.
Yes, we do buy
diamonds, coins, gold and silver.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Saw a bunch of these on the way back.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Roadside Fireworks Vendor.
Mr. Roadside Fireworks Vendor.
Your carnival job after a tragic tilt-a-whirl mishap. Now your vocation is something almost as dangerous. Selling explosives to teenagers out of the back of a box truck.
No smoking within 50 feet.
Yeah, you really shouldn't be smoking.
This new job is gonna be a blast, yeah.
So the next time you celebrate the birth of America with 300 bucks worth of cheap Chinese pyrotechnics, raise your soon-to-be fingerless hand in salute to Mr. Roadside Fireworks Vendor, a real American hero.
Mr. Roadside Fireworks Vendor.
Ooh. Ah.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Because I ain't done this for a long time, that's why. Roll call!
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
This way.
You gotta have something.
Like me.
If you wanna be with me. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something.
Damn.
If you wanna be with me.
This is so
nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something if you wanna be with me.
Brandy, you're on it.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
with that. I was really, I mean, I didn't do it. I haven't done one for like weeks.
I'm going to give you a 9.1.
I'll take it.
It was a little rough there. There were some rough cuts.
Yeah, there were some rough cuts.
Yeah. You still got in the nines. But. Also, I have the benefit of watching your face as you're doing that, so I know when you that you screwed up.
There was one blank, and I'm going to show you why.
Okay.
There was one blank. All right, it's this one here. Now, let's find out. It's Larry King. He says, I know how to do a talk show.
Right.
PR0498. That's not a phone number. That's a category number here. So where's PR? Do we even have that category?
Not to my knowledge.
I got to figure this out. PR4. All right. WACV promos. It's not even in there. So I got to put something in over that. In fact, I wonder if this even works. There's only one cut in that category, and it's
rectum.
That's it. That's the only thing in there is one a-hole.
I guess people have been putting new things into the PR category, and
there's nothing. That's the only one.
It's the only thing in there. Wow.
But that key where Larry King says, "I know how to do a talk show."
Yeah, heard it for years.
Well, it's frozen.
Crap.
If you don't believe me, come and see. So I'm going to blame that one blank on
we're having technical issues. I understand.
That is great radio.
Not really. It was a 9. You're
9-1.
You're being benevolent. So let's see if I
win
some money.
Greg, you know what? I always am.
Oh, I did check my lotto tickets.
Yeah, did you win?
I didn't win anything.
Crap.
But that's the fun. See, I spent $4 to enrich the educational fund of the students of Florida.
Right.
Money that could have been spent here. You know, I'm looking at this mayoral race.
Oh, Lord.
And the whole town is holding its breath, and they're all going to fix the schools. Well, can they be fixed, for one? I forget which race it was, but there was talk about bringing in a school superintendent with a military background and start kicking ass and taking names, and enough of these mouths, you know, little punks, you know, mouthing off to teach. Out. That's it. You can't. There are kids that want to learn and have a life. And
we can't have discipline.
No, we might hurt somebody's feelings in the process of, you know, and parents too are no help when they come up. I'll tell you who the parents are. I know somebody. I was just going to say somebody who stopped a customer from using a card that did not belong to them, and rather than okay, you got me, I'll leave quietly, thanks for not calling the police or anything, instead got called a racist for preventing the transaction. And what is that? They're just going to go to the next place and see if they can get away with it there. Identification should match the name, don't you think?
Usually, yeah.
Yeah, you know, the picture should look somewhat similar.
I mean, there have been moments when I've used my parents' card for them, that sort of thing.
Well, if you have permission, that's one thing,
yeah.
But this was not
right.
That kind of situation at all.
Right.
So when you have parents capable of that behavior, that mindset, what can you expect from the kids? It's...
Mm-hmm.
And it's so ingrained.
It's kind of like when Prince talked to Kevin Smith, the filmmaker. He said, Kevin, the big snake has a babies. What will it be? He's like, a little snake? And if that little snake grows up and have babies, what will it be? I was like, a little snake, Prince. He's like, that's right, Kevin. We are who our fathers are. Weirdo.
Hey, by the way, if you want to see how true that is, read the July Boom out today and my column called The Joys of Summer. Same phonetical ring. That was the idea. And I don't want to become one of those get off of my lawn old farts that says, it was better in my day. But it was. When it comes to summer and having a great time, it was better. In my day there, Joey. I see Kenny.
I wasn't listening. You didn't give me a Werther's.
You might want to try the new Werther suppository form, Butterscotch.
Oh, yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. Straight into the system.
Yeah. Hey there, Kenny. What's up?
Greg and Joe. Welcome back.
That would make for an interesting TV spot, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So what's on your mind today, my friend?
Well, I called to say welcome back.
Thank you.
They did a great job in your absence, but we did miss you.
I know this. I did tune into the morning show and the afternoon a couple of times, and I heard laughter and liveliness, and I said, that's great.
Yeah. I'm sitting here. Have you ever gone to Bib Street Pizza yet?
To the what?
The Bib Street Pizzeria downtown.
No.
Well, let me tell you, me being a New Yorker, this is about as close as I'm getting. I mean, I'm sitting here now feasting on a few slices. I've been kind of a regular customer there now. It's really great pizza.
What's the name of it?
Bib Street, you know, like in Bib Street downtown.
Oh, Bib Street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, B-I-B-B.
No, I've never heard of it, but I
appreciate the recommendation. Well, what they did was they converted the building that used to be the Lowe's automotive place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's close to the back of the Impact area.
Yeah.
Impact City. So they converted it into a pizza, and I know they do craft beer. But they also, out of Auburn, they have a place in Auburn called Little Italy, I think.
Yeah, Little Italy. I went there often when I was going to Auburn.
Yeah, so I think it's the same people. But, yeah, to me, I can't eat franchise pizza because it gives me indigestion and stuff. But I wanted to comment when you were talking about this is the 40th anniversary of the Walkman.
Yeah.
So this time 40 years ago, it's hard to believe I'm saying this, I was on my way to Japan. So when I got there, I didn't realize, you know, situation where you take the trains at certain times. But I think Sony really geared this for their market, especially because when you're on those trains and you're packed in like that, if you have anything that's making noise, it disturbs everybody. So the Walkman was a great invention.
Yeah.
You know, you put your earbuds in, you can listen to your music without really bothering anybody. So I remember when I got there, it was like, oh, what is this Walkman thing? So, yeah, it brought back memories.
Yeah, it's funny. We buy into these new things, these new toys as they come out, and that was one. I didn't, Rich has to have whatever is state of the art, and that's great. I will try something new. I don't really have to have it, but the Walkman was something I really embraced. And you wonder when you see something like that at the time it comes out, what could be better than this? And then this comes out, and then you've got those little things you could fit in your pocket with earbuds, and it just keeps getting better. I am amazed. Like when I'm on my drive back, I press a button on my Jack Ingram signature used car Rogue on the steering wheel, and Siri comes on through my phone because she runs through the sound system in the car. And I said, new text messages. And she says, you have new messages from so-and-so and so-and-so. And reads them to me and asks me if I want to reply. And if I do, I can say, yeah. And she reads it back. Are you ready to send? Yes. We, at one level, we take the stuff for granted, but on other times, I think about it, and how do we get through those days when we had to pull over and use a payphone, or we were late for something, or there was some situation you needed to let somebody know that moment, and you couldn't do it? It's amazing.
Well, the one thing I learned after living in Japan was, like, I had friends that, like Rich, had to have the latest thing, Every 6 months, something new was coming out, so now they're trying to unload that thing that was a hot item, so they could get the next hot item. I'm thinking, you're never going to be able to keep up with this.
Right.
So I just took the attitude that, when it's time for me to go back to the States, that's when I'll buy my stuff. I'll probably still be a year or 2 years ahead of whatever's there, and I'll be happy.
Kenny, I really appreciate the comment. Thank you.
All right, you guys. Have a great day.
You too. You can walk into your kitchen or living room or wherever you put it and tell Alexa, put on News Talk 93.1 FM, and there it is. So what is going to be around in, let's just not even say 50 years, how about 20 years or 10 years? Because that's going to be outdated at some point, but what's it going to be?
I mean, there was an interview recently with Elon Musk where they're working on, they've got the seed funding, they have millions of dollars invested of like a neural interface. So, like,
in your head?
Well, not necessarily like installed or surgically installed in your head, but like a device you could wear where it is like working with your brain, almost like no latency,
see, that scares
no delay.
Me.
Yeah.
I mean, they're already telling us we're getting brain cancer from our cell phones. So this neural thing.
Yeah, essentially, I mean, and there's now new technology where you can control things with just the movement of your eyes. So instead of having to say Alexa, you could just think Alexa, play, you know, Purple Rain Deluxe Edition. Play disc 3 on that for me, please. I'd like to hear, well, I can't say the title of that song that I was listening to this morning. But yeah, it would be like, it's more interface. Essentially, it's literally like we're becoming cyborgs. And I'm not joking. Like, with artificial organs, stem cell therapy, there's a lot of really cool stuff happening, but we should wonder, what are the limits to this?
You know, today is Canada Day. In fact, there was a ball game up there with them Blue Jays and the Kansas City Royals that nobody cares about. But
Yeah, but it's, I mean, let's honor the great white north.
How about the games in London? I'm pulling for the Yankees.
Yeah.
They get off to a 6-0 lead, and the Red Sox come back with 6 runs in the first inning. And the announcers are, well, there's certainly no precedence for that. I said, bull crap! 1979, Philly scores 7 in the first inning, and the Cubs come back with 6. 23-22 final. I thought it was going to be like, and it was close to that.
Yeah, 79's too long ago. History restarted in 1980 when Reagan was elected.
And
I do not apologize for being a Reagan conservative.
You know what else happened in 1980, or in the 80s? October 1st, 1982.
Mm-hmm.
Epcot Center opened. I was there. In the magnificent 360-degree theater.
Never been there.
Honoring the great nation of Canada. Nice people.
Yeah, Canada's
out west,
great.
Vancouver, British Columbia stuff. Nice people. But they're driving just this abysmal. We used to play that theme music in the morning, and we had a feature called our Canadian Driver of the Day, because the Quebecians, those are the snowbirds that I talked about at the Fountain Diner. Here's a dollar.
Yeah,
it's a dollar a plate, no matter what the tab was. And people would call up. Everybody had a story about some encounter with a Canadian driver, including somebody who missed their exit on I-95 and was just backing up on the shoulder of the road. Like, not a couple of feet, but like 2 or 3 tenths of a mile. Not an unusual sign. You were going to say?
No, I'm just looking up, like, famous Canadians. There are a lot. I didn't know that. Like, Keanu Reeves, Elon Musk, Ryan Reynolds. I knew about Ryan Reynolds.
You know who the biggest joke going is? That's the current Prime Minister, Trudeau.
Trudeau. Yeah.
When they put J-O in the dictionary, they're going to put his picture in there. We'll all know.
I'm going to tell you off air what Steven Crowder calls Justin Trudeau. He has an online show, so you can call him this.
Yeah.
And once I tell you, you'll not be able to unsee it.
I can't wait. Yeah. In fact, we're almost there right now, young Joey. Here at 4:40, back to the traffic dungeon and Fox Business. Then we're back. Brant McDonald at about 10 after 5 to talk about this thriving, excellent economy that Democrats just want to whip it out and piss all over.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch, rolling right on through the middle of the 4 o'clock rush hour, and traffic on the boulevard's real busy. In fact, we have an accident on the boulevard. It is just south of the Atlanta Highway on the northbound side, right in front of the car dealer, so be careful there. The rest of the boulevard's moving along okay, with lots of slowdowns around the traffic lights. If you're on the interstates, we don't see any issues for you at this time. Just take it easy and be careful with the cars around you. And if you're using the 31s to head in or out of town, there are no problems for you this afternoon. Let Reinhardt Toyota make this 4th of July road trip the best ever. Special deals are going on now until 8 p.m. tonight. Don't miss it. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the Tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Authorities have made an arrest in last week's deadly shooting in Hoover's River Chase Galleria parking deck. 20-year-old Michael Jabari Akumane has been charged with murder in the death of Zachariah Music. And changes are coming to downtown Montgomery. Washington Avenue is changing from a one-way to a two-way street. This change affects two blocks of Washington Avenue between South Court Street and South Lawrence. City officials say they're trying to make this transition as easy as possible and that it should help downtown businesses in the long run. Plus, the Alabama Department of Corrections is moving along with a plan to build three new prisons. The prison system posted a request for a qualifications form. Companies interested in building the facilities. Each prison would house more than 3,000 male inmates, and the department says the goal is to break ground in mid-2020. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It looks like we're headed for some dangerous heat as this 4th of July week continues. For tonight, maybe an isolated evening storm somewhere. Overnight low temperature down to about 73. They'll fade out of the overnight hours. Tomorrow and Wednesday, very hot. High in the middle 90s both days. Heat index 102 to 106 both Tuesday and Wednesday. Isolated storms perhaps, but they'll be fairly spotty in nature. Then on the 4th of July, Thursday, heat index near the 105 danger range, maybe even higher. Scattered storms around, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa Cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Fox Business Network stocks kicking off the month in the green with the S&P 500 setting a new record high as the U.S. economy enters its longest expansion ever on record. Investors reacting to the U.S. and China agreeing to restart trade talks. Among the gainers today, tech firms, many of which are seen as vulnerable to tariffs. However, industrial stocks fell. It came under pressure following a streak of some soft manufacturing reports. With the Dow rising 117 points, NASDAQ up 85, S&P 500 up 23. And Southwest Airlines is expecting that it will have to remove the grounded Boeing 737 MAX jets from its flying schedule beyond the current October 1st re-entry date following the discovery of a fresh safety issue. And America's biggest set of little railroads agreeing to be bought. Shares of Genesee in Wyoming rallying today, closing up nearly 9% after announcing that it will be acquired by Brookfield Infrastructure Partners in a deal worth $8.4 billion that will take the railroad operator private. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, the goal is to help you see life clearly. Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board-certified ophthalmologists Dr. John Swan and Dr. Ian Shin. Montgomery Eye provides their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. They utilize cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physicians before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know you and your history. A custom LASIK procedure from Montgomery Eye allows you to focus on the mission at hand without glasses or contacts that can get in the way. That's why Montgomery Eye offers a LASIK discount for military personnel and first responders. At Montgomery Eye, your vision is our vision. Call 272-2020 or visit www.getlasik.me to schedule your free LASIK consultation.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Arby's invented the carrot made of meat and people were saying, man, they really ran out of ideas. But now everything is made of meat. The table, meat. Napkins, deli meat. Baby changing table and family restroom, bison meat slab. Even the seats are meats. Our employees have always been made of meat. You can't eat our employees, however. Unless you're stranded on an island and there's nothing left to eat, then you can eat our employees. Start with Jeff. Arby's, we have the meats.
It's electric. Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Goodell and Joey Clark.
I was going to go away with this new technology that will allow people who want to become parents to choose the gender of their child. I hope that's like male, female. I don't know if I have a real problem with that. Zager and Evans predicted it in the song 2525. But we also have a group of people in this country who seriously believe there's like 30 genders. And they're all nuts. I'm trying to reconcile the transgender thing where somebody who really devoutly believes they're in the wrong body and going through all that, but
I've seen stories where
We've had a couple of people that live here who are transgender and call about it, but the rest of this nonsense and this pronoun bullshit and all the stick it up your ass. Really, just stick it up your ass. That said, our most electrifying story is a dead Major League Baseball player. I just saw this. Tyler Skaggs, 27 years old, pitcher for the Los Angeles Angels, was found dead in his Texas hotel room today, non-responsive. There was a 911 call. The Angels say it's with great sorrow we report Tyler Skaggs passed away earlier today in Texas. Tyler has and always will be an important part of the Angels family. Our thoughts and prayers are with his wife, Carly, and his entire family during this devastating time. That's just weird. We got to wait for information to come out, but there's something about this that is troubling. Quick example. Was it in the 90s or maybe the early part of the century? The St. Louis Cardinals are in Chicago, and just before the game is supposed to start, you got a packed Wrigley Field. Joe Girardi, who was manager of the Cubs at that time, I think, goes out in the field and says, St. Louis Cardinals lost one of their players today. Darryl Kyle was found dead in his hotel, so we're going to cancel the game. And, 40,000 people left without incident, understanding that, you know, these guys spend 7 months a year together, and it's not realistic to, in a game where you have to be in it, you can't sit there facing somebody who's throwing a rock hard object at you at 95 miles an hour. So obviously there was a need there to do that. This is just weird. He is a decent pitcher. The thing with Darryl Kyle, that was the Cardinal that passed away. Well, it came out that they found pot and all kinds of drug paraphernalia on the nightstand of his hotel room. And I'm thinking, how could this be? Because Major League Baseball tests players. And back then, pot was not legal anywhere that I know of. And certainly no professional sports team is going to condone. In fact, I don't think they can, because it's a federal law, and they have to pay taxes in every state they play in and all that crap, and, you know, the law is the law. Although, man, the Rockies, Rocky Mountain High, I don't think they can use illegal substances. And baseball tests for it in part to keep the game square, especially when it comes to steroids, but also, you know, for athletes.
A lot of professional athletes do use it, though.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's less invasive than a opioid. And
what did I hear? Oh, they were talking about coke use in baseball in the 80s especially. And, oh, man, where did I hear this? I was talking about some guy who was the, he was a sports trainer, something in that realm, and he was supplying hockey players, NFL players, and baseball players with coke. 27-year-olds just don't die of old age. I suppose anything is possible, but it'll be interesting to see what develops out of this. But the Angels have had a tragic history with this. I think it was in the 70s. They had an excellent hitter. God, I can't remember his name. They were in Chicago, and Jack Brickhouse was announcing the game, and he says, "It's amazing the Angels can be on the field at all today after the tragedy involving Lyman Bostock." I hadn't heard anything. We didn't have internet then. You know, news. You got news when it was broadcast live. And he had been in Gary, Indiana, which I would not recommend to anybody. Even if you had somebody you knew there, I would never. You know, it was worse than the south side of Chicago. And he got shot by some guy that thought he was with his woman. Turned out to be mistaken identity, so the story goes.
It could be.
But he was about the same age. And then 10 years ago, 2009, the Angels had a player named Nick Adenhart, good pitcher, very young, just coming up, who got T-boned by a drunk driver and was killed. I remember listening to that story on my way down. It was one of my trips to Florida. Hmm. So that's I don't believe in hexes and jinxes and stuff. It just seems like they've had more than their share.
And they haven't given any hint of what's happened with Skaggs?
No, it's...
Could be something. It could be like drugs, or it could be something freak. You never know. Underlying chronic.
Yeah, there can be. I know there are situations where a heart condition can exist from birth.
Yeah.
It's like a time bomb, and then it just happens.
Remember the musical Rent, how it got all big in the late 80s, early 90s? The guy who wrote that, like, it was, I believe, the night before the premiere, and he'd been struggling for a decade trying to make it as a playwright in New York City, living in the slums, enjoying what the musical's about. And the night before, he's making tea, his routine, and his heart just blows up.
Yeah.
And they said it was a ticking time bomb, and nobody knew. They probably wouldn't have even seen it on a routine physical. And so all sorts of freak things like that.
Skaggs pitched on Saturday, went 5 innings against Oakland. He is 7-7 on the year with a 4.29 ERA. In today's baseball, that's decent.
Oh, it is. Okay.
It's not great, but it's decent. He's been traded around. I don't think he's ever fulfilled the potential they saw, because I remember when he was a rookie coming up, they had big hopes for him. But he did post today on Twitter, we're on the road, y'all, in Texas.
Man, I wonder what it was.
Just looking at this, it's probable that something like what you just described, some unknown condition just...
Yeah.
But one of the players on the team tweeted, "My life is just crushed." He said, "You just cannot take a day in this world for granted." And that is so true. So true. Every day is a gift. Every day I'm here getting to do what I do is a gift. Because you never know. You never know. 456. When you have the need to have something installed or something to be wired, we have a couple of things now. We have a little list growing. That's how it is with electrical items. They stop working. And we have some lights. I think we need to replace a fixture. And we're going to call Mr. Electric, as we would for any other situation, whether it's an install, a repair, or a rewiring. They can do it all. These are master certified electricians, the very best. The kind of guys that my dad worked with as the assistant chief electrical inspector in Chicago. And he always talked about how shoddy workmanship could... He was the Donnie Turner of Chicago in that regard. He would not sign off on a permit, no matter who was trying to ram it through, if there was the danger in the wiring of that project that could cause a fire and possible casualties. Because it always comes back, you know? And he did not want to live with that. So he was a stickler for detail. That's why when Mr. Electric comes to the house, I kind of feel like I'm visiting Pops, because they have that same deliberate approach. Yes, they have the expertise, but they take each project one step at a time. Now, does that mean you pay an arm and a leg? No. In fact, you'll know what you pay before they even begin work, because they give you an upfront price, and that is what you pay. There's no games. So you got the best electricians working at the highest standards, and that includes the appointment time. When they say they'll be there at 3, that's when they'll be there. And again, you'll pay what you're quoted when the job is finished. And by the way, they also clean up any debris or whatever's created. So all you are left with is the great result that you asked for. From Mr. Electric, go to MrElectric.com or call them at 269-8886. That's 269-8886 for Mr. Electric. Bringing our most electrifying story of the afternoon. Unfortunately, today, it's a sad one.
Montgomery Skywatch, making our way closer to the 5 o'clock rush hour, and we have some problems out on the roadways. We have an accident on the boulevard. It is between the Atlanta Highway and I-85, so be careful there. There's also a new accident on Upper Wetumpka Road. It is right at North Capitol Parkway. Lots of folks use that route to get out of the downtown area, so be careful if you pass through there. If you're on the interstates, be careful on I-85. We're starting to see a little bit of a slowdown in the downtown area near the interchange. I-65 is moving along okay. Let's just be careful this afternoon as we head to the house. Fall semester classes at Trenton State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenton State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services
performed
by other lawyers.
Napa Know How. Right now, a quart of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil is just $4.99. That's an amazing price for an amazingly good oil.